During this election campaign, strategists have been weighing up the retiree vote, the environmental vote, and the youth vote. And one group that might have a less obvious but decisive impact is the Prime Minister's own Pentecostal Christian community. There are 260,000 self-identified Pentecostals. They're spread across marginal electorates in New South Wales and Queensland. But as our very own Andrew West found out from Deakin University researcher Andrew Singleton, it's a community that's not automatically pro-coalition.
So for the most part, Pentecostals in Australia cluster in the major cities, so Melbourne and Sydney have the most. And for the most part, they cluster in traditional Bible Belt areas, so that's the outer suburban ring. So that's evident in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane.
When it comes to doing the numbers for this election, let's take a state like Queensland, which is likely to be a decisive state. How many Pentecostals are we talking about there and where are they grouped?
So there's about 72,000 Pentecostals in Queensland, and if you add kind of independent and charismatically minded people, that'd be north of 100,000. And for the most part, they're not grouped evenly across different seats, and there's clusters of Pentecostals in seats like Bonner, Ford and Oxley, which kind of, and Rankin, which kind of ring Brisbane, except Bonner, which is in the inner part of Brisbane, but a kind of socioeconomically disadvantaged area. But for the most part, the Pentecostals kind of cluster in that Brisbane Bible Belt, tending towards Ipswich.
Mm-hmm. And I think also in far north Queensland, there's a rather sizable community. Is it in a very marginal seat?
Actually, the largest cluster of Pentecostals is in far north Queensland. Very far north Queensland is Leichhardt. But there's,
which is a marginal seat.
It's in play. It's I'm not Anthony Green, but it's 4%.
Yeah.
So definitely, and seat of Ford, which is around the area of Logan, is a very wafer-thin margin in favour of the LNP party, and that's got a large cluster of Pentecostals there.
I noticed that in the couple of debates that we've had so far, Bill Shorten has been, you know, really gone out of his way to be respectful towards Scott Morrison and his religious practice, Scott Morrison being a practicing Pentecostal. Is this vote up for grabs then? You know, Bill Shorten having some policies in the environment that may appeal to young Pentecostals, is he seeking some of this vote that others might think was simply out of reach?
I think so. So it's proven in recent times on the right side of politics that religious conservatives kind of cluster together around social issues. So that threads in, you know, very conservative Protestant sects, Pentecostals, Mormons, and they even some crossover with, say, how Muslims might feel about particular social issues. And so I guess Bill Shorten is conscious that represents an important constituency, and it would be loath to kind of marginalise them because they've proven to be politically organised and effective.
Andrew, one of the reasons why I'm so fascinated by the notion of a Pentecostal vote maybe being at play in this election is because your very extensive research, very interesting research, also says that Pentecostalism overlaps with emerging multicultural communities, and especially communities from sub-Saharan Africa, from Latin America, from Asia and Oceania, that is the South Pacific. Those are communities that have historically tilted Labor, but they're also very religious. I guess that's why I'm wondering if this vote, even though you've said it's socially conservative, is it in play?
I think it's absolutely in play. It's definitely true that Pentecostals, there's no more kind of ethnically and culturally diverse denomination in Australia, and that's only increasing so because of large flows of migration from those places that you named. So now more than a third of all Pentecostals are born outside of Australia, and that's increased substantially in recent decades. In fact, that's most of where their growth comes from.
That's Andrew Singleton, a researcher at Deakin University, and you can hear that interview in full with Andrew West on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon right here on RN.